You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It is that time of the week, a Fransky Friday on the Midday Show, sponsored by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. The trade deadline is in the books. Harrison Bader of Philly, shortly after we had Scott on the show yesterday. Let's react to it all. Scott Fransky with us right now. Hey, Scott.
Scott.
How we doing, fellas?
Pretty good, pretty good. So, Scott, overall, how did you feel about the day that the Phillies had yesterday?
I mean, I thought it was okay. I, maybe there's some bigger bats out there. I don't know. I don't know how, I would assume they probably made offers, overtures to Cleveland about Stephen Kwan, although, you know, he's not, maybe not the exact profile of what they were looking for, but I would assume they probably made overtures. I mean, you know, they got what they were looking for, and that's a right-handed bat who can play the outfield. He plays it very, very well, which gives them some options for whether they want to use him in center or left. I understand it's not earth-shattering in terms of, you know, you're not getting a 30-homer guy, but that guy wasn't available, you know. Beyond Suarez, that guy wasn't available.
Well, that's true. There was only one of those guys. There's a power on the market. Scott, your thought on Bader after calling him and seeing him over the years when he's come and played the Phillies? You know, he was a Cardinal, Yankee, Met, now a Twin. This is probably one of his better years. In the playoffs few years ago, he had a big run with the Yankees. I've always liked him as a player, and now it feels like maybe there's some more power than used to be there.
Yeah, I guess from what I've been reading is, you know, his bat speed's up a little bit. He changed some stuff with his conditioning last offseason, and he's had a really good year. So he's always had a lot of tools, a lot of ability. Obviously was more of a platoon-type player in recent seasons, but this year, you know, split-wise, he can play against righties and lefties. And I kind of think they're going to do that. I kind of think he's going to start in center field. And I think he's going to get most of the time in center field. I guess we'll find out today when, you know, Rob Thompson talks more about it and they make all the roster moves that they're going to make. But that's kind of what I feel like they're going to do with him, at least at the outset, and see what that looks like.
Scott, if you had to guess, and we'll start to see it tonight, where do you think he would slot in the lineup? He's the kind of player where you could squint and put him almost in any spot, but then it doesn't feel like he really fits into any particular spot. You know, maybe he just ends up six or seven because that's just where they put him, but he's righty. They have some other righties around that part of the order. He's hitting for more power, but that's not what he always was. If you had a guess, where do you think he might slot into a regular lineup if he's playing a lot in center?
You know, if he's playing a lot and he's doing well, I could see him hitting as high as five. I mean, honestly, if he's really hitting well, I mean, his I mean, let's be honest, his slugging percentage numbers beat some of the guys on the roster right now, a lot of the guys on the roster. So could he hit fourth? I don't know. Maybe if he's really swinging a hot bat. But I would say anywhere from four to seven is probably where we would likely see him, depending on, you know, who the pitcher is that day, what the matchups might look like, you know, whether JT's in there or not or Marchand is makes a difference, and, you know, which righties and lefties start. So I think he could be anywhere in that four to seven range.
Scott, the other part of the deadline isn't just what the Phillies do, it's what everyone else does, and now how they stack up across the National League. What was your reaction to what the other NL teams did, and specifically the Padres? I mean, they're the story of the deadline. They put all their chips in the middle, including a trade late yesterday where they get Laureano and O'Hearn from the Orioles. What did you make of what the Padres did as they try to get over the hump? I mean, they've been in the race, you know, for 3-4 years now, just like the Phillies, but they're trying to really get over the hump this time.
Yeah, I mean, they are. Their pitching's been good. They obviously need some offensive help. Ramon Laureano, he's, again, a good player, having a good year, but is he much different than Harrison Bader? I don't think so. To me, he's the same. He's about the same acquisition, to be honest with you. Is a guy who really kind of got cast aside by a few different organizations in recent years. He's got a very similar profile to Bader. I'll say that. O'Hearn, you know, breakout year, hasn't hit as well after the first 2 months of the season. I know when we saw him, they were playing a rise at first base a lot. Maybe they move him off of first. Maybe he DHs. Maybe O'Hearn DHs and Arise stays at first. I don't know exactly what they're going to do with everything. A.J. Preller, he's not afraid to trade his prospects away. They wouldn't need Ramon Laureano if they had James Wood. You know, I mean, that's one thing. They wouldn't have had to make the deal if they hadn't traded away all those prospects years ago. Sometimes it comes back to bite you, sometimes not.
Well, that's for sure. And they did a few years ago to get Soto, and now Wood is one of the best players in baseball. They traded a lot of prospects away, and maybe the one they traded yesterday for Miller turns out to be one of those guys. Scott Fransky with us here, talking Phillies trade deadline. And, Scott, it's interesting because right after the deadline, they get quite the test and, you know, potentially a World Series preview. Tigers in tonight. It's going to be a fun weekend here. Just, you know, Wall of Fame tonight, Jimmy Rollins and Ed Wade, and also a series that's going to just feel big considering two of the best teams in baseball and both teams trying to win the World Series. It's going to be a fun weekend here.
Yeah, it should be. Always is with Alumni Weekend. It wasn't always the case when the Tigers would come to town. They're obviously a different club these days. And the pitching matchup tomorrow with Scooble and Wheeler, that's must-see kind of stuff. And, I think it's a test. I think they're all tests in a way. I mean, obviously the Phillies have played 500 ball since June 1st. The Mets have played one game over 500 since June 1st. One game over, I think. So that's the half-game difference. They were tied back then. So it's kind of now a sprint to see who gets to the finish line to win the East. And they're all big. All these series are big.
You know, Scott, I know you weren't here when J-Roll was here, but he's going into the Hall of Fame tonight. What do you remember about J-Roll?
I saw a few of J-Roll's games.
I know you did, but, I was saying you didn't call him. But what do you remember about J-Roll as a player?
We always used to say the Phillies go as J-Roll goes. I mean, what he did at the top of the lineup was obviously the numbers kind of speak for themselves, but there was a certain energy that he brought. There was a certain swagger he brought. That swagger gave the team validity, I think, at a certain point in time when they were trying to find out who they were and what they were going to be and when they were sort of blossoming as young players. And I think Jimmy brought that swagger, long before he was an established star. Mm-hmm. But he... that confidence that he had, I think it permeated throughout the clubhouse. And, Jimmy wasn't the most vocal leader. He was vocal. Wasn't the most vocal leader. But I think what he did was he showed everybody that they belonged, among the conversation, amongst the best in baseball in that 06, 07 range before they, had their run in 08. So, and the other thing about Jimmy is what he did defensively. I don't think you truly appreciate it till it's gone. Mm-hmm. Yes, he made some fantastic plays, but he never messed up the routine play. He just didn't ever mess up the routine play. And that's what you want out of a shortstop. And you don't always appreciate it while it's there, but looking back how important he was and how meaningful he was to this franchise.
Scott, tonight is his Wall of Fame induction. What I don't know if I've ever asked you, what's your thought on his chances to one day get a bigger one, which is in Cooperstown?
Yeah.
I always thought he part of the reason why I think he's struggled to get more of the vote so far is he played in an era of amazing shortstops. So maybe at the time he jockeyed between the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, but that's just because they had, you know, there was A-Rod, right? There was Tejada. There was Garcia Parra. Like that wasn't really because he wasn't a great player. I thought it almost overshadowed how great Jimmy was. He has gotten a little bit of traction, but not a big amount. What do you think about his chances to one day make the Hall of Fame?
I mean, to me, you look at some of the other guys that are in. You know, I think when Larkin went in, I think that to me was like, oh yeah, well Jimmy could definitely make it, right? If Barry Larkin could, and I'm, you know, I mean, Barry Larkin's a heck of a player, and I think Jimmy's numbers stand up to what Larkin did. And again, Jimmy has all the other things. He's got a ring. He's got, you know, MVP. He's got, I mean, he did everything that you need to do. He has gold gloves. He has all the hardware that go along with it. And again, I know he played in an era where there were a lot of, you know, really good shortstops, but he was one of the best, and he was one of the most consistent, and he did it for a long, long time. So I think the chances are still there. For Jimmy, I think it's something that, you know, I don't know if it'd be the first go around, but, you know, I think it's one of those things where there's still definitely a chance for him.
Yeah, and it's going to be a special weekend, special night tonight with Jimmy Rollins and with Ed Wade. We get to see some new Phillies in a big series against Tigers. Scott, we'll be listening. Enjoy the weekend. And we'll especially be locked into that game tomorrow with Wheeler and Scoble. Maybe a preview of game one of the World Series. Scott, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Thank you, guys. Talk to
there
you next
he
week.
Goes. Scott Fransky on the Phillies there. Yeah, it is fun, Hugh, that the trade deadline goes right into one of the biggest series of the year. Like, I get to play the team that's probably been the best in the American League the whole season.
Yeah, and it's amazing, like, being in the city and feeling how everybody felt when we got Duran, and then to get Bader.
Duran.
What'd I say?
Well, I mean, we went over.
My name is Joan Duran. Duran.
That's what I said.
Duran.
I said Duran.
It's a little different.
Duran. Duran.
That's a little bit better.
Okay. Yeah. So it's gonna be kind of interesting to see what the feeling is tonight, especially if we get in a situation where we could potentially see him. You know. So yeah.
Well, the other thing that
and it's City Connect night.
I actually think Duran's entrance will look better in the City Connect.
Yeah,
for whatever reason, I think it's kind of made for the City Connect.
I do too.
Which we could get tonight in his first game as a Philly. 215-592-9494 for Eagles wrapping up practice. As soon as Jahad Campbell is ready, he'll come over and we'll talk to the Eagles rookie linebacker who's, of course, getting ready to maybe have a bigger impact early in the season than we thought. I mean, I've been following Elliott's reports of training camp, and it feels like, and we'll talk to Jihad in a few minutes, feels like Jihad Campbell is getting more time on the field this early. I mean, it's, what, today's August 1st?
Yeah.
There was a thought that he wouldn't really be on the field practicing in a meaningful way till mid-August. He beat that timeline.
Yeah, he did, man. I think what did Coach Fangio say? I can't even think of what I was saying. And you're just going to let me flail.
Well, I don't know.
Like that,
I don't know where you're going.
Those say, and the ambiguity. Yeah, I forgot what I was trying to say, but it's
going to
come.
I do try to give you a lifeline if I know where you're going. I didn't know.
They undersold, overachieved.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I couldn't think about it.
Tuck over there,
me and Tuck hung out. Remember when Tuck had the tank top on?
You've told everyone so many times.
He ain't even helped me out. What's going on with this?
All right,
you hung out with Tucker?
That's what he thank you,
Under promise, over deliver.
Well, I did hear him say it after I just threw him under the bus, but he said under promise, over deliver. That's what it was trying to say.
So, but the thank doctors, you. With Jihad Campbell's recovery, that's what you were talking about. Under promise, over deliver.
I couldn't say it.
Spit it out.
Spit it out.
Come on, big guy.
Hey, Mike, stop laughing. It ain't that funny.
You know what the best part is? When the simplest thing gets us tripped up. We're just talking about Campbell being a little quicker to back to the field than we thought.
I was trying. I couldn't spit it out.
I think that was the classic. You made it harder than it had to
be. Yeah, way harder than it needed to be.
Hey, Hugh, what do you think about Jihad Campbell being on the practice field earlier than we thought?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing, Joe. Instead,
that's all I had to say. That's all I had to say. I tried to be.
He's got a real chance to play week one. I don't know.
I tried to play word salad.
You did.
And I blew it up.
This is why we never need to try to sound smarter than we are. We just sat, then we end up dumber.
Hey, this is it. Yeah, I just said, everybody, like, what the hell is he trying to say? What's wrong with him? What is wrong with him? Is he afflicted right now?
What is wrong with him?
I'm about to get killed for that today by you people.
Here's my question. What could you have possibly been afflicted with? And you couldn't even get through that.
Turrets. I had turrets.
All right, let's go to the phone.
I had a moment of turrets.
Let's go talk to Scott in King of Prussia. What's up, Scott?
Greetings, guys.
Hey, Scott.
So, just piggybacking off of Scott, I do have J-Roll as a Hall of Famer, but also, I wanted to repeat what a caller had said last night because I think it was worth repeating. And, Joe, especially to you, I want to get your comment on this. Mm-hmm. If you were to flip the days of the trade, make the Duron trade on the second day, how do you feel now about the trade deadline?
Well, I feel like Dave saved the deadline, right? If he started with Bader and then we're waiting and waiting and waiting and we get Duron yesterday – and he lands him, and he gets the big fish, you know, help the bullpen. I think we feel more like, all right, it started off bad. Like, you know, as if we give him a B or a B-plus for his grade, we started off with a D, but then we ended with an A, so let's finish, you know, we'll round it off to a B overall. Like, I'd feel better if it probably went that way.
All right. I thought it was interesting. It's a different perspective on it. I would have liked to seen us obviously get a power right-handed bat, but there weren't many available. And if you had put Suarez at third base with Turner, that defense would have let you down at the worst time. So that would have been a mistake, even though the power would have been nice. I would have liked to seen another pen arm, but that might be something they can get, you know, when that waivers comes by, the second tier of the, you know, do you know
well they
don't
do they that? But that's out now, Scott. There's they don't do
oh, they
the,
don't do that
no now if a team just outright we keep talking about the Phillies getting rid of Kepler, like DFAing him. If someone DFAs a player, the Phillies could get him, but that waiver wire deals, those are gone. They don't do those anymore.
Okay, well, I do think you're going to see some veterans released, and you might be able to pick up another pen arm. Mm-hmm. As we go a little further.
Good.
I got a top five list for you for names for the show.
Oh, we got five. Okay, let's roll through.
Number five, Midday Mayhem. Number four, Bold and the Bald. Number three, No Hair, Don't Care. Number two, Midday Muckbangers. And number three, this is my favorite, the Bald Spot.
I like the Bald Spot.
The Bald Spot's not bad. You know what, Scott? You brought a lot to the table there. Now, I mean, the idea of winning tri-day with five answers. But we, you know, I let him do it because we haven't gotten enough good ones. I felt like we
and
needed
I think
to
his number one is his ultimate submission, right?
The bald spot.
Yeah, the bald spot.
Which there I was think a was few the of them spot. That were good in there.
I like the bald spot. It just sounds like us.
It does.
It's the bald spot because we both have them, and you know we wear them with pride.
Yeah, and this is the spot for the bald spot. Yeah. Like yeah. This part of the day.
I just want to put it out there that I'm not balding.
No, but people see you. People seem to talk about your hairline, though.
They do.
Yeah.
I was born with it, dude.
You know, I'm just saying they bring it up.
I know I'm not.
They bring up a lot.
There's a lot of it was a lot of comb overs out here today. And I just wanted to
don't
say.
Don't name names.
I'm not.
Just don't. Just.
But I'm just saying.
We've done enough commenting on what's going on outside this RV today.
I mean, but is it? But it's on brand.
The comb over?
Well, on brand for us to comment on stuff we shouldn't be commenting on.
That, yeah.
I mean, some cats that we work with probably just need to let go. Like, seriously.
Come on home.
Like, no, Tuck could. I know Tuck probably think I'm talking about. No. Tuck, you're good.
Tuck has a good head of hair, yeah.
Tuck is good. He just need to quit wearing them tank tops.
Well, he said he's not going to.
Burnt skin. But outside
suns
of that.
Suns out, guns out. Let the guy live. Out.
No, and that's exactly what he said. We had a grand old time hanging out with Tuck. But yeah, it's some of our coworkers. They need to go ahead and
you know,
come on home.
Children form core memories.
Yes.
I've noticed with you, you seem to form core memories in your 50s. Like, you have these moments that then they just stick with you.
Well, most of the moments that I've had lately, they've been chemically induced.
Okay.
And that's why they become core memories.
So those are
memories.
Your core memories.
No, just like when we, listen, one of my favorite memories of us as a midday show was, and Kyle, you weren't there, but if you would have been there, it would have been great.
Oh, is that why it's a core memory?
Well, no, it was because, like, listen, it was
one of my
me,
favorite days. You weren't working that day.
It was me, Spike, Elliot, and Ike, and we went to dinner in New Orleans, right?
I was there.
Yeah, and I said, well, I said, yeah. I said the midday, and I said Kyle wasn't there. Yeah.
The show, I get it.
So Elliot picked the restaurant, right?
And he worked
He worked extremely hard to get this restaurant right. Yeah. Spike was so perturbed.
He hated the restaurant.
And what made it so funny was, you know how you're with somebody and they're trying to make the best of the moment, but they really can't. Like, he was so uncomfortable. Like, he ended up eating tissue paper, didn't he? Something like that. Because there was nothing on the menu that he could eat.
Are you going to tell the audience about your behavior during this whole dinner?
I said it in a way where you can use your imagination.
He was asleep in the restaurant at 6 o'clock.
How did I not know about this?
It was a nice restaurant.
You're a disaster.
But Kyle, every now and then, because I was sitting next to Spike, he would ask the menu, well, how do you cook this food? Do you cook it in vegetable? He was like, no, sir, do you change the grease? Like, he is over there trying to find something to eat because he's starving. And every now and then, I would wake up and just laugh.
Now, to be fair, to be fair to Elliot, if you're a vegan, I'm not sure New Orleans
yes,
is the place
it's
for
not,
you.
Yes,
everything is cooked in grease. Bacon grease.
Everything is cooked in the same grease that everything is cooked in.
And it's all shrimp, and yeah, it's not an easy place. So that was difficult. Now, the other part that I don't even know if Hugh knows about. I wish you could have seen the waitresses. Again, this is a nice restaurant. The waitress's face when she came over to pour water in our glasses, and you are dead asleep. She looked at you like, is this guy bleeping kidding?
Was it alcohol induced or you were just tired, man?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, it wasn't so much the alcohol. But I was nice.
By the way, my favorite moment on the midday show, the week he was out.
See, I deserve that because I didn't mean it like that. I was just saying you weren't with us, but if you were, it would have been even a grander time.
Yeah, you could have really. You should have framed that as my favorite moments as I came back to WIP. But you really framed it as a show thing, as if on the air, and then it was.
Well, boy, I
made
tell
Kyle
you,
feel bad.
Spike was perturbed.
Well, then Elliot got perturbed because Spike was perturbed. Elliot's like, then you just do it next time. You find
it was
the restaurant.
Wild. Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It was a lot. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you okay with how the deadline went for the Phillies? I'm not. I wish they did more. If you're going to give me a Harrison Bader, give me two Harrison Baders. Give me another outfielder to supplement the other side in left field, because it just feels like there's still, like, I feel that there's an offensive hole at second base that they're not going to do anything about the whole year, because that is what it is. And there's still one in left field. So we are average in right. We are a little above average at center. We are above average at first, above average at short, about average at third, trending towards average at catcher, because JT's been better lately. But it's a lot of average or below average. I wanted another bat. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. All right, Jahad Campbell set to join us as Eagles practice has wrapped up.
Is he?
Well, he is. He will at some point. He's getting extra work out there.
He's working.
The guy's working with his position coaches.
He is trying to get ready for the season. We are not high on his priority.
Yeah, I guess priority list is getting on the field for the Eagles. We promise we will talk to Jahad Campbell. Your calls. And we got to get to a couple of significant pieces of NFC East news. Are we getting real trade requests? Is this division going to get shaken up? We'll hit all that coming up. Midday Show live at Eagles training camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show, broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camper RV Sales, Service, Parts, and Accessories. And joining us right now, Eagles rookie linebacker Jahad Campbell.
Jahad.
Right after practice. Jahad, how you doing, man?
Pretty good, man. All is well. You know, extremely blessed to get to work every day. You know, it's a blessing to come out here and play football. You know, that's my job now, so...
If I take you back 5 years ago, 5 years ago I tell Jahad Campbell, you're going to be sitting here August 1st, 2025, as a rookie in Eagles training camp with them coming off a defense. You drafted to the defending Super Bowl champion Eagles. What's your reaction if I told you that 5 years ago?
Sheesh. You know, really just think about all the hard work, you know, I always put in. I'm not surprised of a factor like this, you know, just because, you know, at the end of the day, it's still – needs to be more work to be put in, you know what I'm saying? So, and I'm really excited about that, you know, just to come out here each and every day and really, like, get better. Like, I honestly love that, you know what I'm saying? Just to, you know, compete, you know, just to really mentally do better, physically do better, and, you know, just keep being around the guys and building that connection.
You know what, John, I'm kind of curious because you were projected to go a lot higher than you did.
Yep.
So, like, you go to a good team, no question about that. You go to a Super Bowl defending champion. But were you a little bit, like, a little disappointed? Because, like, when you first come out, you're looking at you're not looking at the team. Yeah, I got you with that. You're looking at the financials. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So were you was it kind of like, oh, man, but oh, hell yeah, I mean, at the same time?
Well, you know, of course, like, I mean, if you ask anybody else that question, I feel like everybody will say yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole competing factor. It's a, you know, competing type of industry. So, you know, once that happened, I'm like, people got me effed up. But at the end of the day, you know, it's all God's plan. You know, I'm here for a reason. I'm back around home. I'm back, you know, with the Birds. I've always been a fan. Always been an Eagle all my life. And, you know, it's extremely blissfully to say that, you know, I'm here.
Yeah, right, but I just had to ask that. I mean, you know, because that is one of those things, man. Because I remember when I got drafted, I went to the Jets, and I remember vividly saying, when they asked did I want to play for the Jets, I almost said no. But I realized, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't say no.
Yeah, you can't say, you know what I mean? You can't say no, you know what I mean? But yeah, I get what you're saying.
Were you surprised by, so you're healthy, right? You're practicing right now. You're clear. You're good. Were you surprised? Because the chatter that we heard around the draft and probably why you didn't go as high is there are medical issues. Did that surprise you? Because it seems like you're fine right now.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I know my own self. You know, everybody got opinions. Everybody feel like they're entitled to say something or to feel a certain way, right? And, you know, for me, I just head down, continue to work, like really have tunnel vision, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's the biggest thing for me, you know, and I set a standard for myself and I set goals for myself each and every day. And, you know, it's me versus me, so I got to beat myself every day.
What's it like being in this linebacker room right now? So you grew up an Eagles fan. You know what it's like. There's not many times. Like, the Eagles have had some great linebackers, but it's been a while since they've had a lot of great linebackers. And it feels like right now you join a room that's got – they have some studs. I mean, Zach Bond, one of the best in the league. Nicobe, we know he's coming off injured, but he was great last year. Now you join the mix. What's it like being in the linebacker room on the Eagles that's this good?
Man, you know, just seeking perfection is the standard in that room. You know, we always talk about, you know, being physical, you know, playing with great eyes, great discipline, great feet work. You know, the heartbeat of the whole defense. So, honestly, you know, it's a great room. You know, I'm, you know, still connecting with those guys. You know, Zach, Nicobe, great, tremendous leaders for us. You know, they always just point out different things on the field, how, you know, it can help us with better eyes or, you know, just mentally doing walkthroughs. It can help us, you know, understand different things visually. So when we go out here and compete, it's very easy for us to, you know, react to the ball and certain things like that. You know, like I said, man, this is a very group of guys in this room. And, you know, I'm very excited to, you know, just keep it growing.
This might sound like a crazy question, but I'm kind of curious because you can do both. You can play in coverage and you can rush the passer. Do you like rushing the passer?
Hell yeah.
I mean, I knew it was a stupid question to ask, but I just had to ask.
I mean, you know, I like getting to the quarterback. I like beating the, you know, dicing up the tackle.
That one-on-one matchup.
And really just straining the finish, man. You know, each and every chance I get. You know, pass rushing is a type of position that, you know, you might win some, you might lose some, but of course you want to win all of them, you know. But, you know, I think the biggest thing about it is just keep on straining the finish to get back there and, you know, for a split of a fraction of a second just to get to that quarterback.
So is it safe to say that that's kind of like that? That's the mark. When you talk about being a Philadelphia Eagle and being a part of the history of this organization, that's what you want to be known for, getting after the quarterback?
Being whatever is needed for the defense. I think that's my type of role. You know what I'm saying? And right now, Merle, you know, just understanding the linebacker position and also, you know, being a pass rusher and really, I would say, like the whole vision.
Versatile.
Of the defense, you know what I'm saying? So I can keep on knowing how to lead myself and then, you know, keep helping lead the team and stuff like that. So
far, is it more inside linebacker with a little bit of reps on the outside? Because last year, Cooper DeJean, your teammate, came in here, and he was a guy that the versatility was talked about, right? He played safe corner, safety, and then he ended up just playing the slot. Obviously, was awesome at it, helped the Eagles win the Super Bowl. What's for you, when you go out there, is it mostly inside linebacker with a little edge work? Tell us about what you're doing when you're on the practice field right now.
You know, just going out there and really competing, I think, is the biggest thing. So wherever they, you know, find a fit to put me at. And I think my biggest thing is just executing my job, doing it right, with great communication, great with eye discipline, great with physicality, and, you know, play after play after play. So,
Vic Fangio, what's it been like first camp with him? He's a legend, but he's the kind of guy where we've known him for the past couple of years. He tells it straight. Is it like that to you guys when you're alone with him?
Definitely. You know, it's a defense of, you know, very great guys that are athletic, that are very rangy, and that can do a lot of great special things for our defense. You know, so what Vic says, I mean, you know, he's been in the game for a long time. So, you know, that's a very great coach, you know, and I'm just really extremely blessed that I can get to be coached by Vic. You know what I'm saying?
Eagles rookie linebacker Jihad Campbell with us here at the NovaCare Complex as practice wraps up. Jihad, what's it like playing at home? Is that you know, I'm sure there's pros and cons, right? You get to be, you know, near family and near friends, but also, you know, you're near family and friends. But I'm sure there's some challenges there. What's it like for you being home?
I mean, I think, you know, the main thing is, right, you know, it's very exciting. It's very happy. But the main thing is really just keeping the main thing, you know. Always making sure I'm doing the right thing. Always, you know, I have a great heart and a big heart, you know, so I always like to, you know, just be kind and generous to others, you know, have the same respect for somebody just as much as I want to have that respect too, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's the biggest part of it. You know, obviously I have a lot of family here in New Jersey that's rooting for me, and, you know, that's just cheering me on, you know, as I go into my first rookie season of, you know, with the Eagles. So, you know, like I said, it's extremely blissful. I'm really excited to be here, make plays, and, you know, just keep on building connections in the building and outside the building.
So how much did you – how much – what did you have to do to cut off the ticket request? Did you cut off at like 20 tickets for people asking tickets for the game, or is it just mom and dad and that's it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we keep things in-house, you know what I'm saying? we ain't get there yet, but.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming. It's the Dallas game, man. And you know how that is. That's one of the hardest tickets to get. Yeah. You're probably going to get a whole lot of ticket requests for that one.
Nick Sirianni, what's it like being a player under him? Because it feels like he has a special connection with guys on an individual level. He goes out of his way to try to do that. I know you just got here, and you're getting to know him still. But what's it like with head coach Nick Sirianni?
He's a great coach, man. You know, I don't know any other coach that's doing this, but, you know, when I'm in the cold tub or the hot tub, guess what he's doing?
He's in there?
In the cold tub and hot tub?
He in the cold tub. He in the sauna. He, you know, getting himself right. So, and that's a great thing, you know, just being a rookie and coming into an organization like that and seeing my coach doing the things that we're doing too, it's like, dang, like, you know, it shows the leadership. It shows, you know, what's it like and why the standard is the standard, you know, tough detail and together, you know what I'm saying? And that's what, you know, the Eagles are prided by.
So what is the city of Philadelphia getting in Jihad Campbell? Like, if there's a fan out there listening who's only caught maybe a couple of your bowl games over this, but hasn't really watched you play, what should we expect? Tell us about Jihad Campbell on the field.
A relentless, raw player. You know, a guy who's willing to contribute, you know, towards helping the defense win a game, helping special teams win a game, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, rooting for our offense and, you know, just competing, man, you know, being a generous type of guy and, you know, never letting disrespect come his way. You know, respect is respect, you know what I'm saying? It's earned, not given. So, yeah.
What's it been like on the defense with all the Georgia Bulldogs? I mean, the Alabama guys are more on the offensive side.
Yeah, that was a big thing. Yeah,
we're kind of trying to even this out because there's a big Georgia-Alabama thing here, and it feels like last
SEC.
Couple of years.
That's all I got to say.
I know. They keep bringing you guys in, but you're trying to even that out a little bit because that defense is mostly Bulldogs.
Yeah, definitely. I think, mixing it up with SEC and, I mean, you got other conferences that's on our defense, but that's what brings the aggression. That's what brings the physicality and the mental part out of the game to our defense. And, you know, that's why it's going to keep growing how it is.
Jihad, have you gotten any sort of – I know next week the preseason started last night in the NFL with the Hall of Fame game. Do you think you're going to play? Has Vic talked about that? Because teams do things differently now, right? Guys don't always play in the preseason or they play very sparingly. Have you gotten word? Do you think you're going to play in these preseason games?
I think really the biggest thing is just keeping it day by day and seeing how days go. You know, for me, especially being out here on the field, I want to stack days each and every day I get, each and every opportunity that I get. You know what I'm saying? So that's next week. You know, right now, well, after this, I got to focus on, you know, our meeting, watching film, watching, you know, how I can get better, what can I do to be better and communicate better and play more physical and, you know, play with more mental abilities.
Yeah, that's a question I want to ask. How much for you has the preparation changed from college to the pros now? How do you get ready for practice and everything and the work schedule?
I don't think it really changed, you know, because I always had a plan. You know, it's just, of course, you know, for anybody, you know, if you're a little sore, if you're a little banged up or whatever, then the thing's a little different because now you got to do treatment, right? Mm-hmm. Also, you know, within getting your whole body ready, you know, your legs and stuff like that. So I think for me, I love to, you know, get in the hot tub and stretch around and, you know, do a lot of mobility stuff before I go out there on the field so I can already be warmed up.
Jihad, we appreciate you hopping in here. Good luck in your rookie season. We're expecting big things, and city's very excited to have you. Thank you, Jihad.
Definitely. Thank you.
There he goes. Jihad Campbell, Eagles rookie linebacker, with us there on the Midday Show live from the NovaCare Complex as he gets ready for his first year in the NFL. And Hugh, look, there's a lot of promise here with this defense this year, and hopefully we're going to see this guy on the field a lot moving forward into his rookie season. Hugh, it's exciting to get to talk to someone who's about to play their rookie. The excitement level you can feel just talking to him for a few minutes, like to be here and to be an Eagle.
Yeah, man, and I know it has to be something special for him, you know, being from the area, you know, watching the team, you know,
that
when he was young.
Yeah.
And now to be a part of that, that's crazy. Him and Trot Jr., when I think about it, it's like that's a dream come true. You know, we always talk about it when we're kids about playing football, but to actually play for the team that you used to play for, I mean, that you used to watch, that's pretty cool.
So what struck me, his attitude I was not surprised by. Like, he seems very, like, a kind of locked-in, serious guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big linebacker.
Yes, he is.
He is. And we knew this, right? I mean, but sitting next to him, because this is different than seeing the guy, you know, 100 yards away or on TV, he's built like an edge.
Yeah.
He's built like a modern NFL edge with, obviously, the speed and the ability to play inside linebacker. I do, you know, when the draft happened, the next day we were talking about comparisons to him. Some people brought up Micah Parsons. I see some of that. I mean, I see why people think he could eventually become more of a pass rusher than just a regular linebacker. He looks a little bit like Parsons.
He reminds me, Khalil Mack probably was a little bit taller.
But not that much.
Not that, but Khalil Mack was like, what, 6'6", 6'4", 6'5"?
We're doing the 6'6"
like
thing again.
Well, I was being facetious about Bryce Harper.
Yep.
But I think Khalil Mack is like 6'4", 6'5", something like that. He's a bigger linebacker.
I would say Jihad 6'3".
Yeah. I mean, and he has that motor coming off the corner. And the thing that all of these guys have echoed, all the guys we talked to, Joe, is he just got here, and he's already saying the main thing.
You picked up on that too?
Yes. We talk off the air a lot of times, and I try to break it down as simple as I possibly can. Playing football is the biggest brainwash job that you could have in all
the
sports.
I asked him about. So next week the preseason starts,
yes.
And I don't know if he knows yet, or maybe he didn't want to reveal it if he knows, and that's fine. He can answer how he wants to. But does he think he's going to play in the games? And he basically said, "I'm worried about today and tomorrow. The game's next week."
And that's the thing, Joe.
For a regular person, like, what do you mean? Like, I'm thinking about the preseason. Are you going to play,
Joe? And that's the thing. When we talk to these guys for the last couple of weeks, there are certain cuts where they will go into the spiel that they've been taught. That's why I always say, man, NFL playing and believing in your coach. That's why I say they believe in him, because whatever he spits out, you regurgitate.
Hot tub Sirianni, we found out.
Basically, and that hot tub Sirianni, that is funny. Yeah, and that's basically what it is. You believe in everything the coach is telling you, and you go out there and you implement that plan.
Yeah, well, that hopefully, and then the other thing about it is, he seemed to be. I'll use the word. He seemed to be a little perplexed by why he fell in the draft. And obviously, he's fine physically. I mean, he's out there. Now, we'll see if he holds up, right? That's going to be his career and how he holds up.
Yeah.
But I have to imagine, and I felt it, Hugh, when you asked him, it kind of bothered him that he fell in the draft. Because he's if he was hurt right now and unable to play, I could say, okay, this is why teams pass on him. He's out there.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things, though, Joe, because when you think about it, okay, initially you want the big payday. But, dog, you going to a Super Bowl winning team.
Yeah.
And you're poised to potentially in the next few years, if not this year, to be in a Super Bowl.
Well, and the Eagles have shown. I mean, think about what they do with their young players here, Hugh. If you perform and you do things the right way,
you'll get the money.
They'll pay you. I mean, he'll get us. If Jihad Campbell is the player that the Eagles think he can be and he stays healthy, he will get a second contract here. I mean, that's – it's very rare they don't give a second contract to good young players.
Yeah.
I mean, it almost always happens. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. And someone we saw yesterday in person, should we tell everyone that he bought you off once again with a bottle of liquor?
What do you mean he bought me off?
Cowboy Jim up next. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
What have I done to deserve this?
Is this the midday show?
Yes.
At 12:30, you were introduced as Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie Morning.
Well, that's been a problem during our trips here to training camp.
This is Kyle, I think.
Yep, that's my job to record those.
Not only am I a top five caller, I'm a listener, okay? So for the last 2 months, it's been trade deadline. What a disappointment. And you guys seem to be sweeping it under the rug.
I'm not. Hugh clearly is. I mean, Hugh's sweeping. That's what Hugh does. He sweeps.
I'm not sweeping anything.
You are. You're trying to make us feel okay about this.
I mean, the Phillies feel okay about it.
And what have the Phillies done?
They went out and got a Duran Duran.
Yeah, and what have they done in terms of parades lately?
I mean,
Well, okay.
And the White Sox, better known as the American League Rocky. I mean, so I'm going to call the Midday Show sweeping it under the rug. Midday Show.
That's your fault.
What did I do?
You're the king of sweeping it under the rug.
I am a person that tells the truth.
Oh,
I call it like I see it.
Stop.
I have vision.
Mm-hmm. Spin, Dr. Douglas.
I have vision.
Yeah. By the way, Joe, could you ask Kyle that I did the research on the Hugh movie. I did that.
I'm actually right here. You can ask. You can just ask me
okay,
directly.
I did that, Kyle.
No.
Okay, it was me who told you about it and where to find it in the movie.
No.
Okay,
and that's not how it's going to go down in the history books.
And first of all, I said it was a bad movie. I didn't say Hugh was a bad actor.
So both could be true.
I think we need to go back and do the Jerry Jones Hugh acting now again. I think we need to relive that because I think Jerry won last time. So I think we need to do that again.
Well, so. I think we've done enough of this call for now. Do we believe Cowboy Jim? Did he really do the research and not Kyle? That's
no,
a big development on the show. If true,
wow. No. I don't know.
Mm-mm. I don't believe Cowboy Jim.
Well, I will say this.
Here we go. Because he gave you liquor yesterday.
No,
go ahead.
No. All I'm saying is, if we go back and look at the archives of Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it, Cowboy Jim said something about my bad acting on the Twitter.
That means you haven't muted or blocked Cowboy Jim like the rest of us have?
Mm-mm.
Because he's your friend.
Well, no.
Because he gives you liquor.
No, I haven't.
You've been bought off.
I've muted a few people, but he's not one of them. I muted a few, but no, he's not one of them.
Well,
he brought a nice little bottle of liquor too.
Of course, he did.
A little bourbon.
You know what he's trying to do? He's trying to get us not to talk about the big Cowboy story. How about what's going on with Micah Parsons this morning?
What'd he do?
Micah Parsons may sever the ties with the Cowboys. In fact, there is a report out there. Kyle, was it Diana Russini?
Diana Russini, yep.
Saying that Micah Parsons may request a trade. That's how bad things have gotten in the contract negotiations with the Cowboys.
Yeah, Michael Parsons.
I can imagine the conversation he had with Jerry and what Jerry said to him.
He called him Michael Parsons. Enough is to request a trade.
I have some thoughts about what Jerry said to Michael in the closed doors.
Micah.
And that's probably why Michael walked out the office.
Parsons.
And said that, you know what? Forget you, old man. I want out.
So Diana Russini, she posted this morning. The Micah Parsons Cowboys relationship has deteriorated to the point where the star pass rusher is considering drastic measures, which could include a trade request or even, this is my favorite part, even a declaration that he is severing his relationship with the team per multiple league sources.
I can't wait to see it.
Is it like the Declaration of Independence?
Yes.
I'm declaring my independence from Jerry Jones?
I'm tired of being here. But here's the thing, Michael. Handle it like a gentleman as much as you possibly can, because I know that man probably
said
something.
Oh, you want this
something.
To get messy? No.
Michael.
No, I want it to get messy.
No, Michael. Keep your dignity, Michael.
Micah.
Michael.
Do you think he signs his Declaration of Independence as Michael Parson? I would if I were him.
I can just imagine the conversation that was had that Michael was privy to that got him feeling the way that he feel. I have some things that I think Jerry probably said on the phone call that Michael was probably
care to share.
Nah.
I've eaten a lot of raccoon.
I might get in trouble.
All right, one more big piece of NFC East news as the drama unfolds around the division. That whole Terry McLaurin,
scary Terry.
Yeah, it's getting bad down in DC. He has requested a trade.
He said, "I want out." And they did everything they popped. They got the chunky receiver.
They
right?
got chunky Debo. Yep,
chunky Debo, and. They got Scary Terry, and Scary doesn't want to be there anymore.
Well, I think he does. I think he wants
to get paid. And they told him no.
Of the two situations, which one is going to end worse? I think that McLaurin's going to eventually get paid. I don't think they're going to trade him. How could they trade him? The Commanders are trying to win the Super Bowl right now, right? They have a young quarterback on a rookie deal. I'd be shocked if they traded Terry McLaurin.
You kind of hope for the Commanders situation.
Well, they're more of a threat.
The Commodore. Yeah. You want the Commodores to be worse.
I agree. But I think they'll end up keeping McLaurin.
Yeah, that just sounds like a lot of posturing. The Michael Parsons thing, though.
Michael Parsons is bold enough to maybe just get up out of Dallas.
Yeah.
You know what this made me realize?
What's that?
The NFC East is over.
Well,
it all depends. Like,
I've dismissed the Cowboys.
I'm not.
R.I.P. the Commies.
I don't believe that about the Commodores. I think the Commodores will be okay if Scary Terry isn't there.
No. Well, I think they need him to be okay.
Well, I didn't say they didn't need him. I said I think they'll be okay.
They got way too much going on. Didn't have a good enough offseason. Too old. Sophomore slump coming for Daniels. All the symptoms are there, guys. You're just choosing to ignore it.
The quarterback.
I think they'll be okay.
Just sophomore slump.
Well, we're assuming that.
Even if he ends up being okay in his career, like, he's probably, like, come on. He might take a little bit of a step back.
I'm not writing off the Commanders.
I think they'll be okay.
I tried to tell you weeks ago, the Cowboys are winning 7 games.
No.
You fought back on that.
Okay, 7.
He pushed back on
6,
that.
7, whatever. Yeah,
wow. Pushed back on that. That's so scary.
The Cowboys are dead. I mean, I'm with you on that.
They're both dead.
No, I wouldn't call them
Commanders. We're going to sleepwalk our way to the NFC.
See, that's a lot. That's too much on August 1st. All right, 215-592-9494. Elliot Shore Parks is going to join us. What he saw at practice, including, and Hugh, I said this to you on one of our breaks. And look, we have vision to the field. Not quite the vision Hugh has when he tries to give takes, but we have vision, right? And I'm telling you, every time I watch the passing game, when Jalen Hurts drops back, at least today's practice, he just runs around, eventually scrambles, and it doesn't seem like it's getting the ball to the receiver's hands.
It doesn't seem like it's connecting.
It is not. Elliott gave Jalen a poor grade yesterday. We'll see what he thought of Jalen's performance today, the passing game as a whole, what is going on with the offense, and we'll talk to Jihad Campbell and his ascent to playing a lot early. 215-592-9494, the Phillies trade deadline. Are you okay with the way it went? Tri-Day Friday, looking for a nickname for the midday show today. Elliot joins us next. Your calls as well on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, nothing says summer like grilling. And when I fire up the grill, you know I'm bringing the flavor. Hatfield's flavory brown sugar marinated pork tenderloins is on my grilling go-to list. It's juicy, packed with that sweet, smoky goodness, and it's easy to make. Just pop it on the grill and bang, dinner's done right. This summer, put some pork on your fork with Hatfield. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes, tips, and where to buy. Hatfield, better care. Better pork.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.